Okay, I'm back yet again. This time to feed Lammy, as we ran out of time on the other boo, and now he's finally decided to grace us with his presence. I will get him. And see if he wants that. Oops, I dropped a bit on the floor. I have to sit here feeding it to him. When he's had that, I will give him the cat food that's left if he wants it. Yeah, because if I give him that first, he won't want this. You want it? Come on. Dropped it on the floor now. And he's picked it up and he's taken it off into the sitting room. I'm sitting in the kitchen. I think he's gone to take it to Niall to say, oh, look what I've got, you've got nothing. That's what he's like. If I give them a dog biscuit sometimes, Niall goes down in one fell swoop, obviously, and Lammy can keep his for half a day. Usually, if he doesn't eat it by then, Niall ends up swiping it at some point that when he's distracted and forgets about it. But sometimes he will actually take the biscuit and go right up to the other dog. He used to do this with my retired dog as well. He'd take it right up, he used to put it right between her paws and then step back as if to say, I dare you. Oh, he's coming back now. He'll take it away a few times and then eventually, when he gets the taste for it, are you eating that or not? Because I'm not going to sit here like, oops, I've dropped another bit now. Sometimes he's quite frustrating with his food and he's taking it off again. Eventually, by the time he finishes it, he'll just be eating the whole lot one bit at a time out of my hand quickly. And he comes back again. Thankfully, he doesn't have too much, otherwise this will drive me insane. He's not coming back. He can't even hear me if I call him. That's the frustrating thing. When I take him to the park, I daren't let him off the lead anymore, which is a real shame because he still likes to run about, but he runs around indoors sometimes, he goes mad. Hello? He's coming, but that was a coincidence because he definitely can't hear me. Are you going to take that out of my hand this time? Come on, come right over. I'm beckoning him now. You do make things difficult for me sometimes, mister. Just because you're an old man, he's gone trotting off with it again. Did you think that you do it because you wanted to raise money? Was it about fitness? Or was there some other reason behind it? Whatever it happened. Here he comes. It's either that or he's putting them in a pile somewhere. But I think he would be back before now if he wasn't eating it. Here he comes. Come on, right over. Come on. Look, I'll throw it at you. How uncivilised. Eat it then. You don't really want this, do you? No? Lammy. Look. He knows that other food's up there. Okay. Let me see if he wants that. I think I'm fighting a losing battle here, somehow. It's only a little bit, look, it's in a small pinky dish. Is that what you really want? He's eating that, of course. I suppose I should know he wasn't born yesterday and he can smell the other food up there. So I'm stuck with a handful of food now. But I will go and put it back in his container if he doesn't eat it. Is that nice? Not that you can hear me. Which I've just realised he hasn't been out yet. I took Niall out at 5:45. He definitely wasn't coming downstairs at that hour, were you? Okay, I don't really think you can get much more out of that bowl, Amy. My husband calls him Inspector Yusuf. I don't know who Inspector Yusuf is, but we called him Inspector because he's so nosy. He's always poking his nose in everyone else's business, aren't you? Do you want this now? So he somehow got to call him Inspector Yusuf. Whoever he is. Yusuf! Sometimes we just call him Yusuf. But obviously he doesn't know that name because he's never heard it. He doesn't know any name now, do you? Oh, come on. I'm kneeling down on the floor now to see if I can persuade him to eat this food. I really don't think he wants it. So he's going to go back in. You sure you don't want it? This is your last chance. No? Tell you what you would like, I'm sure. Because that food isn't really enough. I'm going to let you out. Hold on. Let me let you out and then... come back in. And when he comes back in, I will give them both a treat. Okay. Let's let you out. Come on. I suppose Niall wants to go. I'll have to take him out because he's got to run. Got one of those horrible metal clangy things, as you all hear. Come on then, you're coming out, Niall. Good boy. Oops, that's my wind chimes that hang in the doorway. You coming, Niall? Good boy. Sit. That's it. Wait. Come on then, let's go. Oh, the doors. And this way, this way. Come on, good boy. That's it. Sit. Wait. Go on then, busy, busy. Good boy. Doing a wee. Sure you all really wanted to know that. Now he's going to do something else. I'm sure you wanted to know that even more. Finished? Good boy. Off you go then. Niall? Did he go in? Which door did he go in? I hope he went in the right one and not in the cat's door. He can't get their food because it's up on a table. Well, actually, he could get it, but he's a very good dog and he doesn't jump up. Well, there's Yusuf running across the floor. Come on, nutcase. You can both have a treat now. Seeing as you've been quite good. I had a shopping delivery yesterday and this cupboard is where I keep all their food and it's full of cat and dog food. These are his favourites. He will not say no to these. If he does, they're whirlers. They might be made by bakers, I'm not sure. Now, he's only allowed two a day, because that's what it says on the packet. That was quite bad. He just jumped up and snatched it out of my hand. Bad manners. I'll break it in half, so then he thinks he's getting more. Niall, I'll give him two as well, but he doesn't need his broken in half. Niall,